now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, sincerest apologies for the very late start, but Vancouver traffic, how much I love you so. The date is January 20th, though it seemed like just yesterday when I was here in this studio talking to you. Now, anyone really grateful that time just seems to move so fast? So this week I was looking for artists that were fresher or just say newer to the industry, or at least really been not really been played on the show before. That's one thing I love about Asian music, that there's always something new. There's always something fresh, someone new debuting, or a sudden, unexpected, but very welcome return of a veteran artist. So first up, an idol from Taiwan named Nico Sun. So here's something. In Chinese music, while there are many artists who can be classified under the idol title, the industry itself doesn't seem to like idols a whole lot. Now, Wang Lihong, a Taiwanese-American singer-songwriter, producer, composer, multi-instrumentalist, was actually once told by a higher-up in the industry not to dance, even though he wanted to dance, because dancing apparently is for idols, and that Lihong should avoid that if he wants to be taken seriously as a musician. So really, Nico is a kind of a breath of fresh air. He became famous as a singer-dancer, and he fits kind of that image of being an idol, kind of young, good-looking, able to dance and sing. And he actually debuted in 2011. He became quite the sensation in Taiwan and China and won a Rookie of the Year award the same year that he debuted. So the song from him today is called 给我机会重来, which in Mandarin essentially means give me another chance or let me try again. And it's off his latest album, released late 2015. Very fitting title. He's asking his ex-girl for one last chance to make it right, saying he will be a stronger person, that he will understand better how to be good to her, essentially. He is a singer-dancer. Most of his music, you have to be able to dance to it, and it falls mostly under the R&B genre. Now, usually, I don't like to compare one artist to another personally. That just creates a rift and makes people angry at each other. But he seems to be channeling some Jay Chou in this song, and there's a very youthful quality to his voice, kind of adding to that refreshing feel of this sound in Chinese music. It's a very simple song. It does have a bit of a familiar feel, if you will. That's coming up first on Asian Wave 101.
心在刺痛，都禁不住了你的手，把你送进手术室里，好陌生就是那一双手，为了加班不透露这一切的那双手，突然发现好久没有紧握过的双手，我是个吻，是我的份，我仰望着世界，你莫等我归岸，我才明白你需要被爱，我该成为你的港湾，机会重来，我该早点明白，世上各种美妙不如你心跳，给我机会重来，我会坚强起来，这堂课让我懂什么重要，给我机会重来，我该早点明白，平等的世界赢不到本秒，给我机会重来，我会坚强起来，你的看我变成你的模样，给我机会重来，我该早点明白，世上各种美妙不如你心跳，给我机会重来，我会坚强起来，这堂课让我懂什么重要，给我机会重来，我该早点明白，拼得了时间赢不到半秒，给我机会重来，我会坚强起来，你的看我变成你的模样，求你好起来，
that was Nico Sun with Give Me Another Chance, bringing something a little fresher to the Chinese music industry. Singer-dancers are not a dying breed, more than they are just a less common breed. So many multi-talented composers that are active in the Chinese music industry, and those they have so many fans, to the point that fans of each artist actually start fighting sometimes. Dancing is just as expressive as a well-composed track. It's a part of music. And the fact that it's not getting as much respect as it should be, that it's essentially a gimmick to some people, is just not right. So hopefully we see that change in the future. Next up, from Korea, girl group Tiara. Now, the song from September 2014, it's called Sugar Free. It's in the big room style, which is a subgenre of electronic music. It's very booming, hard-hitting bass line. And on the chorus, it has this really, really infectious melody. It was produced by Shin Sa-dong Tiger, who has produced most notably for Tiara and other groups in Korea. And essentially, he's the one who's behind the sort of Tiara sound, bouncy synth loops, hard-hitting percussion, and it's something that would not be out of place in the club. In terms of its composition, it's actually very interesting. Of course, it's sung, but the singing is not all the way through. It's interspersed with this sort of talk singing that's not really rapping, but more like speaking with a little bit of a melody. And it's actually a very new take on electronic music in Korea. And it's easily one of the best songs of 2014. So let's check it out now. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
The December-January double issue of Discorder is on the shelf of your favorite cafe, retailer, and record store now. Come take a tour through the alternative of the alternative coverage of Vancouver's music and art scenes with a resonant tapestry of Yusu, fairy travel with painted fruits, cybernetic interfacing at Dystopia Dreaming, Cuba-bound guitar gifting at Taxa, hovering in media arts with Gold Saucer, and getting lucky with our new Shinder app. We also feature the artwork of Graham Zirk and review albums for Umagma, TV Freaks, Young Galaxy, and more.
A special thank you to this month's sponsors, AMS Events, Audiopile, Caracol Records, Don't Argue Pizza, FSN Frank, Horses Records, Light Organ Records, LiveVan.com, Rickshaw Theater, Real Theater, Sad Mag, Stormcrow Tavern, The Noise Floor, Vancouver Theater Sports League, and Vinyl Records.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
We're back here live on Asian Wave 101. If you're just tuning in now, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in Vancouver for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, right before the break, we heard Tiara, girl group Tiara from Korea with Sugar Free, something for all the EDM lovers out there. Now, they're easily one of the best acts in Korea, and they consistently release solid content. But like any other artist, they have their moments, some good, some bad. But overall, they're a good listening choice. So next up, it is Zico of Block B. Zico, the leader and primary rapper of Korean hip-hop boy band Block B. Now, recently, he's been doing much more work solo, focusing on his own music and work as a producer. Now, about a month ago, he released his first EP, Gallery, as a soloist, and the track from Zico today is off that EP, and it's called Weni Weedy Weechi. The famous words of Julius Caesar, "I came, I saw, I conquered." And it features a very hard-hitting instrumental. Zico is really going back to the basics for himself, featuring a really aggressive beat and his razor-sharp flow. And in the lyrics, he loaded with braggadocio, he calls himself the king of the Korean hip-hop third generation. Now, of course, we can separate this a little bit. The first generation being kind of more in the 90s, when Korean hip-hop was more in its infant stages, where the sound was still very new to Korea. But a lot of the time, the rappers weren't really sure how to put their own spin on it. And essentially, what they did was that they just took the sound that they heard from America and just put the language, the Korean language, on top of that. So essentially, it was really mimicking the sound of black hip-hop artists from America. And then you have the second generation. You got a lot of artists like Verbal Jint, P-Type, and Drunken Tiger coming in and really perfecting the craft and really making the sound of Korean hip-hop what the distinct style that it is now. And then we move on to the third generation, the young cats, the current generation, following the footsteps of those before and kind of carving out their own places within the Korean hip-hop hierarchy, I guess you could say. So Zico, despite his idol status, also came up. He came up from the underground hip-hop scene. He became big on the K-pop thing, and he's still very, very well respected in the underground scene because of his sheer talent. Now, is he the king? Listen and decide. Zico, I Came, I Saw, I Conquered, coming up next.
Guess who? No more talking, baby. Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm a good on this TV, mama. 그랬던 내가 마마 있어 서태지의 부름 받아.
generation, I'm 24. VJ 바가 이젠 쥐라 벼락해 국내 팝 헝구이 정신 어디 가고 모두가 붐배우 탓할 때 난 다치고 그냥 doing it now 술자리 들리지 않고 혼자 덕주해 니들 밖으로 빼앗고 한술 더 뜨네 난 게름뱅이들의 아킬레스건 너는 퇴석의 완우 후준비가 최우선 데스크 method 관계자들 사인의 평판을 봐 달랑 300 받고 계약서 사인의 한바간 커서 썩나 위너 청판에 차 숏 깔아 난 두메인가 벅과의 스타 아들 바닥 넣어버린 기만 가지고 덤비다 간쳐맞아 반대로 읽어도 발음하면 안 맞춰야 돼 한번 한다면 아주 끝을 보는 새끼 후원 장담하고 보란 듯 증명했지 다오송 세월 보낼 때난 지혜롭게 재능을 아끼고 실천을 낭비했지 계획에 연기란 없음 나름 넥터 관객들 폰 내려 손들날이 됐어 내 활약상을 보는 것은 쓴맛일 테니까 아플이라도 달면 좋겠다 관심이 다 됐다 내 꿈은 예지몽 끝내 현실화돼 최고주가 레이블 두고 설립 당시 나와 함께하고 싶다 제안하던 그 영과 같은 대기실에서 농담 따 무구하 앞으로도 난 나이 들었도 날 함부로 대하는 놈들 안 봐줘 날 저격할 속셈이라면 빠트려청 Yes I'm back on the microphone
Okay, that was Zico with Wene Witty Witchy. I came, I saw, I conquered, loaded with braggadocio, and if you listen carefully, you may not have understood it, but he actually calls out PR teams, because sometimes you do get those instances where a person's reputation can be completely crushed by bad PR and people who don't know how to handle the situation well. Now, perhaps he himself has had some issues with this before, maybe not, but then again, a lot of the times it does seem as if the media is so intent on making him seem like this bad person who doesn't care about his fans that you really do question kind of what the media is trying to do to this one particular rapper. Again, that was Wene Witty Witchy, I Came, I Saw, I Conquered, and it featured some scratches by DJ Waygun of AOMG. So moving on to the next one, it's Taiwanese-American singer Rosie, and it's her song Yi Zhi Wei Xiao, which translates to Keep Smiling, also called Unbroken. And it's a very sad, melancholic song, but very inspiring. The message is to stay strong, even in the toughest times, heartbreaks and aches, and overall struggle, always smile, as she says, she won't count her tears. Now, unlike most Mandelpop ballads, there isn't, on this one, there isn't as much in terms of having piano melodies. The focus is instead on string instruments like an acoustic guitar and a little bit of orchestral sounds. We previously heard a song by Rosie before, a duet with a singer named Yu Feng, and it's called Why Not Love. On that one, she showed a stronger performance and really just how resonant her voice is. This one, she opts for a softer singing and gently kind of going into those high notes and remaining this soothing feeling, just keeping the soothing feeling throughout the whole thing. So definitely she's a very flexible vocalist. And her voice and the instrumental really just blend together really well to really convey that feeling of sadness, but staying determined. That's coming up next, and after that, we'll have Rael with Angel.
Thank you. I can say, cause now we've drifted apart. Got a song and steady replay. Minute to cut apart my heart. I'm feeling kind of weightless, and yet I'm caught up in you. Say, let me be the one who always will care for you. But now I'm finished and I'm screaming your name. So everything is colder and it isn't the same. The weight is pulling me down tonight. You make me feel like I'm living on a cloud. Got you setting me free.
Yeah. Don't fade slow when they go out in the big blaze and they glow. Angel, your halo was there the whole time. No lie, go fly. Can't say I won't cry though. I still wanna know why. Some gotta go young, some say the ones left still gotta grow wise. Perhaps that's us. There's you, and the prayers you hear is due, and the tears you hear them too. You're still here, I swear it's true. Sometimes when I'm real weak, then I feel you, and I feel peace, and I feel hope, and I'm guilt free, and my broke heart it can still beat. My
so
angel.
So high up in the sky, and we can go anywhere. So babe, it's you.
That was Rosie with Unbroken. And after that was Rael featuring Shad with Angel. Now, Rael is our Canadian Artist of the Week, and we have another song by him, and that'll be coming up a little bit later. And it's really just to kind of see the transition for him as an artist. Angel was released in 2013, and then he recently released a new EP in late 2015, which was a very drastic shift for him in terms of his musical sound. So unfortunately, in the interest of time, I apologize once again for the late start. We will not be having news, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series to help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. In 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, and coming up next is the second track by Rael, and it's called Take Time, and it's off his EP Muse. Now, I mentioned that it was a big shift for him in terms of his musical sound, and this one, it actually features a little bit of natural sound at the very beginning, kind of this ambient sort of feel. And then in terms of its overall musical style, it's still within kind of the R&B hip-hop genre, but it features a lot more of a traditional sort of feel, in a more in terms of not so much processed sounds. It sounds a bit more organic, and that rather than just straight singing, he's actually doing a little bit of rapping, kind of just shifting it up a little bit. So let's check it out, Take Time by Rael.
You see how much they want to be in each other's arms? For us to dance together. I mean, really dance. That's how it has to be.
Okay, that was Rael with Take Time off his EP Muse. So shifting it up a little bit, changing it up, not always remaining static, refusing to do so. So that's the mark of a good artist, in my opinion. So go show some love to Rael. Show some love to our indie Canadian artists like we all love to do so much here at CITR 101.9 FM. So the next song that I have is from Korea, and it's by a singer named Song Ji-eun, and she is actually the lead singer of a girl group called Secret. Now this song is from her 2014 EP, and it's called, and the song is called 쳐다보지 마, which essentially it translates to don't look at me or don't look at me that way. Now, the reason for why this is actually a very interesting song is because the lyrical content of this track, it's essentially spreading the message of let me love how I want, don't look at me with that sort of gaze, just leave us alone and leave us in peace, let us live our lives. And there was a lot of debate on what she was addressing. Perhaps it was same-sex marriage in Korea, or it was more, as some people would say, the love lives of the idols. Let them date how they want and don't put a restriction on how they should love or who they should love. So because I myself, as an outsider, can't really comment on this with I guess you could say a more intuitive perspective, I had to bring in a friend for this one. So introduce yourself real quick.
Hey there, everybody. It's me, Ashley, from The Arts Report.
Mm-hmm. So now we spoke about this a little bit earlier.
Yes, we did.
So from where you see, we haven't heard the song yet, mm-hmm. but from what you can see, what is kind of like, what is the view of same-sex marriage in South Korea?
Well, good news and bad news if you are really into that kind of thing. But good news is there aren't any like anti-homosexuality laws. If somebody wants to, you know, be, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, even transgender, they have the freedom to do so. However, the culture is a little bit more different. It is quite conservative that that a lot of people don't have a lot of public out celebrities to look up to. It is quite hush-hush. The one good thing is that South Korea, although it has a very strong conservative stance, it is becoming more and more widely accepting of gay people, lesbian people. From recent polls, it shows that, you know, it is up by, like, you know, 38%, which is quite high from, like, 18% before, just a decade ago. And one thing about South Korea is that they do have a lot of, now recently, more portrayals of, you know, gay characters, but it's still, you know, like the same standard that we see in media today, very, you know, small amount of roles, which, of course, can be, I guess, kind of like expanded upon.
Mm-hmm. So I should remark that Ashley is Korean. So she does have a bit more, I guess, a closer tie to this than I would or a lot of people would. But that is interesting that you say. It should be mentioned that there are a couple celebrities who are fairly noticeable and they identify with the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. But again, it's kind of like it's limited. Everyone else kind of seems to want to keep it on the low. Mm-hmm. So let's just check out this song. And then, of course, it's hard to say because it's not very explicit what exactly it is about, but doesn't stop it from being good music. Definitely. And ultimately, I say this a lot, I don't like getting political because on certain things I just don't know too much.
Mm-hmm,
but this I do know about. Thank you again, Ashley, and let's check out the song.
No problem.
That was Song Ji-eun with Don't Look at Me That Way. Something a little ambiguous, but does contain a certain positivity on the message. Again, it's hard to really pinpoint what it is she really is thinking about, or whether or not she actually, you know, or whether or not she herself supports whatever it is that she's singing about. That's the ambiguity behind it, but doesn't stop it from being a good song. I don't know. Ashley, what do you think?
I don't know. It was really catchy, man. She was all like, don't look at me. I'm like, yeah, don't look at her.
Yeah, well, either way, I guess for you yourself, you couldn't really pinpoint exactly what the subject matter was, though.
To be honest, it is quite, you know, subtle. Like, she could be talking about anything as to why she doesn't want that kind of, like, attention on her and her relationships. But whatever it may be, I support her all the way.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks again, Ashley. Yeah. So moving on to something that's a lot more chipper than what we just heard. It's by 2PM, Korean boy band 2PM, and the song is called ADTOY, Hanipun, or in English, the acronym is All Day Think of You. And this one is essentially dealing with the subject of infatuation, just not being able to get someone out of their head, going crazy just thinking about them. It's actually very catchy. It's actually probably one of the best songs that they've released as a group. And unfortunately, there is something that some listeners may take issue with, and that some of the rapping that they do is a little bit awkward, but the singing is on point. Melody and beats, everything was great. The concept overall, it just works for them. So let's check it out now. 2PM with All Day Think of You.
You.
That was 2 p.m. with ADTOY, Add Toy All Day, Think of You. Again, rapping could use a little bit of work, but overall it's a solid song. So that will take us to the end of the show for this week. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's discussion topic, thank you again for Ashley for joining me, then perhaps you could send that my way as well, asianwave101@gmail.com. I got one last song to play you out with, and it's by a Taiwanese singer named Landy Wen, and it's called Mei Shi, or Nothing Wrong, It's All Right. Kind of just another song for all the fighters out there. Stay strong, stay determined. And afterwards, we will have the weekly arts report. They're coming in again, so stay tuned for that. That's it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, I will just like to say for just really quickly that there is a possibility I may not be here next week. So perhaps I will talk to you again next week. Perhaps it'll be 2 weeks from now. But until I talk to you again, take care and have fun. Have a pleasant evening. Peace.
去的事，到了明天就没我。